We are still in this chapter of Tawakkul and Yaqeen. To have full trust in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and all our imaniyat, the things that we have to bring iman on, complete and full trust and believe in that. And Tawakkul, we have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. In that we are discussing this hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was returning from an expedition where he was resting, and a Bedouin took hold of his sword and drew it on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and asked him, "Who will help you and save you from me?" Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had the highest level of yaqeen and tawakkul, very peacefully and calmly he told Allah. By the effect of that, the sword fell from his hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked it up and asked him, "Who will save you from me?" He was a non-believer, so he said, "No one, you please have mercy on me." So from there we learn various lessons which we have discussed. Further explanation, this battle has been known as Dhatul Riqa. This was the name of the expedition and was named as such because during this expedition, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum tied patches of cloth, that is riqa, to their feet due to the heat and the wounds they sustained on the long journey. There's another lesson we learn, that how much effort the Sahaba made. And they were going in jihad, they did not have some army boots or anything to wear, they just went with their ordinary sandals. And here in this case, that also, whatever reason, they did not have that, and barefooted they walked, and on the hot, hot sands, and because of that blisters and sores on their feet, and therefore they tied that up with pieces of rags. And that's why this expedition was known as Dhatul Riqa. We learn from here that for deen, what sacrifices have to be made. And for deen to spread, these sacrifices makes deen to spread. Not all using ways of the modern world, etc., of the Western world to spread deen, by having soccer tournaments, for example, for having outings for young girls and boys, and that we expect deen to spread. Deen does not spread like that. Deen spreads when these sacrifices are made and within the boundaries of Shariat, effort is made. According to another view, it was named after a particular mountain found at that place of the battle. One other view is also that Riqa was that certain mountain, and therefore this expedition was called Dhatul Riqa, the expedition of Riqa. The name of the Bedouin that unsheathed the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Khawrid from the Banu Muharib tribe. He later accepted Islam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed him his beautiful akhlaq and character and his conviction on Allah Ta'ala, this led this person to accept Islam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam held the sword on him and asked, "Who can help you?" He said, "Please be kind to me." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam let him go. And when he returned to his people, he said, "I've returned from the best of mankind. There is nobody in the world as good as that person." Though at that time he did not accept Islam, and when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam invited him to Islam, he also refused to accept. But he said that, "I won't fight against you, and anyone who fights against you, I won't aid them." But later on, Allah blessed him and he also accepted Islam. The hadith illustrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bravery and his conviction in Allah in the face of danger, no matter what condition, that trust on Allah Ta'ala. And this all we are reading and listening is to that we also develop this quality. That when we face any odds and difficulties, we also immediately take Allah's name. Even if it is just Allah, that is also more than enough. That is Ism-e-Azam, and that will save us and change all conditions for us. And if we read Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, then also Allah's great, great helps come. Also, many people have reported, they just read Hamim la yunsarun. And Ibn Kathir in his tafsir explains the great virtues of this. So it's not just that we hang it up on our walls in the house, but at such times that we read it, and how many people reported what changes took place immediately, complete changes took place just by the recitation of Hamim La Yun Sarun. There are many, many prescriptions that are given to us. Any one that we use is also sufficient for us. So, but the thing is to build that, and at that time to read it. And with that conviction, the more the conviction in the heart, the yaqeen in the heart, the more the effect of it will be. Ulama of the opinion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the word Allah thrice because of his love for Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and his unwavering faith in Allah Ta'ala. Just like any person who loves anything, then he repeats that all the time. For example, we have our little babies that we love so much, and we'll keep on repeating their name. Once the love of Allah comes in the heart, then a person enjoys taking the name of Allah. And all the time, he might be driving all alone, and he will be just all the time taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, reading Quran Sharif, reading Kalima, Durood Sharif. Once the love of anything makes a person takes the name of that more and more, and with more release and enjoyment. And when that love is not there, to pick up the Quran Sharif and read one page is also very difficult. We just read one ayat and some excuse comes in the mind, and I have to do this, I have to do that. And we put the Quran Sharif away. We can't manage to barely read 2-3 ayat also. And when the love is there, then automatically a person defines all the time. And when he wants to read a quarter supara, he'll find himself reading half. He'll find himself reading more, and he'll get the enjoyment of that. So it is to develop this love of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, there are various ways. One is that we keep on taking the name of Allah, making dhikr. Another is we keep the company of the righteous and the pious. Then this will also come into us. Other ulama explained that the Bedouin had repeated his question 3 times, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeated his answer also 3 times. Whatever it may be, but whenever a person will get the love of Allah to read La ilaha illallah with release and enjoyment, and to carry on reading it all the time. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, that this is such that a person, when he gets the enjoyment, then har une muh se nikle dhikre La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, make it that from every hair of my body, La ilaha illallah comes out. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Oh Allah, your name is so beautiful, so tasty and enjoyment. Aashiqo ka jaam meena hai. How the people in the taverns and the bars, they take their bottle and pour the wine in the glass, and they think they're in a different world. These people, when they take the name of Allah, they go in an ecstasy, and they are not in this world at that time, the enjoyment they get. So that is what a person is to develop. This hadith and many others also draw our attention to the impressive character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam's whole life is such that we see the great, great honorable character, which Allah has said, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are on top of good character. In other words, you possess it. In our language today, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam had the franchise of good character. Anyone who wanted good character, there is nowhere else that he can go to but by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So this great position Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was kind and generous even to his enemies. As here we see, this person want to take his life. Any person, perhaps all of us, if we face such a situation and we get the better of the enemy, we won't spare anything. We will harm him as much as we can. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what magnanimity in his character that he just let him go like that. No rebuke or anything. Similarly, to the person who urinated, not in our masjid, in Masjid-e-Nabawi, the greatest masjid after Haram Sharif. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not rebuke him, but explained to him nicely, calmly, that the masjid is not for such things. The masjid is a place for the ibadat and the worship of Allah. And then when he went back to his people, he told them, I did the most terrible thing. I went and urinate in the masjid. What a terrible thing I did. But ma zajarani, wa ma darabani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not rebuke me. He did not hit me, but he explained to me nicely. And that also made him, not only him accepting Islam, but his whole clan also accepted Islam. So this good character is a very important part of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we learn that from this hadith also, and that will make people come into the fold of Islam. Today, by our attitude and how we treat, even if it's a sinner, a wrongdoer, don't push him further away, but try and bring him closer. Today, the way we will shout and pass remarks, that we make that person go further away. That's not the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His foresight and wisdom in weaning over the hearts of people did not permit him to take revenge or respond in anger. Today we haven't got control over our anger, forget about the enemy, but even our family, how we treat our wives, how we treat our children, our anger is right out of control. And that is a thing that a person has to work on to bring his anger under control. When this person drew his sword on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam could have got very frightened. And when he had the better, he could have shown his anger. But the complete opposite. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not get angry at all. His iman on Allah was so strong. And his character was so good that he did not then take a revenge from that person at all, but set him free. Rather, he forgave and overlooked their weaknesses. This is a person that you call a person of character. Whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, your subordinates, you have the better of them, and especially when you can exercise and execute your anger, and you can say what you want to them, but at that time you restrain yourself, and you show good character, and you speak good to them. This is what is required. This is what Islam teaches, and this is what we have to try and bring into our lives, and then we will enjoy the fruit of it, and even everyone around us will enjoy the sweet and wonderful fruit of this. May Allah give us this understanding, work towards bringing it within our lives, not just that we hear and we talk and it's over, and we do nothing about it. And not that we just think that, no, I'm all right, my character is okay, somebody else needs it. If each one of us really understands, I need it the most, then a change will come and things will get better for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.